got, I call it Doggy Mountain Trio here.
He's his own grandpa.
And changed my very life. My daughter was my mother, cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a little baby boy. This little baby then became the brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, that also made him brother to the widow's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
That sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. I'm my own grandpa.
Now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
Now it sounds funny, I know, but it really is so.
Time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild, because I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
That sounds funny, I know, but it really is so.
As I mentioned before, he played the first gig with Bill Monroe as a banjo player, and Bill offered him a job right then and there, but he hesitated, and by the time he went to Nashville, another banjo player walked in the door the same time he did, and Bill asked Del, well, can you play the guitar and sing? And I guess we all know how that turned out. Yeah. You know, I heard that band as many times as I could, and even drug my Wallensack tape machine down there a few times and recorded some of those shows. And, you know, Bill Monroe would always feature his lead singer on the very second number. And almost every time I heard that band, Del McCurry would be singing this next song. And I'll tell you what, he was flat getting it then, and he's flat getting it tonight.